Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mass shooting at a Virginia Walmart.
Multiple fatalities and multiple injured persons.
Crowded roads, crowded airports.
Yeah, I think it's patients plus.
We're going to have our patients.
Twin blasts in Jerusalem. Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. We begin this day before Thanksgiving with word of another mass shooting, this time at a Walmart in Virginia. Police say at least six people were killed, and so was the shooter. Correspondent Jeff Pegues is in Northampton County.
Cell phone video from a man who said he was a shopper spoke of the horrific scene.
We heard several shots inside and all ran out.
Another man says that he was among the Walmart employees inside the store when the shooting began.
I literally walked out the break room, and as soon as I probably about...
At least five patients are being treated at area hospitals. This woman says her brother is among the injured.
He actually was shot in the side. He is up talking, breathing. They don't have a lot of details right now.
Walmart has issued a statement saying it's shocked at what happened and it's working closely with law enforcement. The suspect in the LGBTQ nightclub shooting in Colorado will appear in court via video for the first time today. And we've learned they identify as non-binary. Correspondent Janet Chamlian is in Colorado Springs.
The person suspected of killing five people inside Club Q was born with the name Nicholas Brink. Court records show at 15, they petitioned to change the name to Anderson Lee Aldrich, stating they didn't want to be connected to their father, who had a criminal history. The change happened months after they were allegedly viciously bullied online.
Some 50 million Americans are jamming roads, rails, and airports on the way to Thanksgiving with family and friends. Coast-to-coast team coverage begins with correspondent Steve Futterman in Los Angeles.
Here at LAX, we found people traveling just about everywhere.
We're going to Chicago.
To see who?
Our family.
I'm going to the Bay Area, San Francisco.
Travel experts say get to the airport early and don't be surprised if there are delays.
I'm Glenn Shuck in New Jersey, where Thanksgiving travel is certainly in high gear on the roads. The Garden State Parkway packed well before dawn. What kind of mood are people in?
Thanksgiving is a time to give thanks and just be thankful for what you have in life.
Well, there's a lot of people driving crazy, extra fast to get nowhere quicker.
And those stopping here for gas, $3.90 a gallon for regular at the James Gandolfini service area, where the weather is calm and dry, but a little chilly.
Overseas, at least one person has been killed and at least 18 injured in Israel at the height of the morning rush hour. Correspondent Robert Berger has more.
Two explosions rocked bus stops here in Jerusalem a half hour apart. Israeli police say it was the first coordinated bomb attack in Jerusalem in years, and they suspect Palestinian militants are responsible.
The explosions happened as former and likely future Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tries to form what would be Israel's most right-wing government in history. An air raid alert rang out across Ukraine today as explosions rocked several regions in the south and southeast. Officials there say a two-day-old baby was killed in a rocket attack on a hospital maternity ward in Vilnyansk. It comes as Ukrainian forces get help on the battlefield from cutting-edge technology, including drones. Correspondent Chris Livesay reports.
Vastly outnumbered and outgunned by Russia, Ukraine has assembled an army of drones. They're precise and nimble, just like the crack team that literally pulled us through the mud to their secret launch site.
I've already got a few calls asking what sector are we going to cover today with our reconnaissance.
And they're counting on you.
And they're counting on us.
Counting on them to fly over enemy lines as the eyes of the artillery. You locate the target and then they decide if and when they're going to strike.
Yeah, exactly.
Underdog victories, often aided by volunteers like our escort.
Without motivated people, I don't think we would have any success.
Chris Livesay on the front line in eastern Ukraine.
The Biden administration's giving borrowers more time to pay off federal student loan debt as it tries to fend off Republican legal challenges. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy has details from Washington.
The president says this extension of the payment pause through late June, if necessary, is meant to give the Supreme Court time to decide the legality of his loan forgiveness plan. His critics say the president has overstepped, widely applying a post-9/11 law known as the HEROES Act, which was written to help service members. A handful of Republican-led states are suing to block the forgiveness. Mr. Biden says he's completely confident his rationale will survive the test in the courts.
The Supreme Court has cleared the way for 6 years' worth of former President Trump's tax returns to go to Congress House Ways and Means Committee. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
The Democrats only will control the House for a few weeks, but it looks like during that time, the tax returns from Donald Trump will finally be disclosed. He ran out the clock, but not long enough.
Mr. Trump insists it's a fishing expedition intended to embarrass him politically. Colleagues at our affiliate WBTV in North Carolina are in mourning after a pilot and a meteorologist were killed when their helicopter crashed along busy I-77 in Charlotte. This man watched as Sky3's Chip Tayag tried to save lives on the ground.
He apparently knew he was in trouble, and he circled looking for a place to put that down. Well, I don't think he had any choice. It was going down, and he got it just off the highway and avoided it.
Tayag and meteorologist Jason Myers, both gone. We've learned more about the pilot of an American Eagle flight who suffered a medical emergency right after takeoff from Chicago Saturday night.
Captain is incapacitated. I'm going to have to move the captain from the seat. Get to the gate.
The co-pilot calmly telling air traffic controllers to have paramedics at the ready. He turned the plane around and landed safely. The pilot later died. The FDA has just approved the most expensive drug in the world, Hemgenix, a one-time infusion of gene therapy to treat potentially deadly hemophilia B. Costs $3.5 million a dose. The benefits? It cuts the number of expected bleeding events over the course of a year by more than half and frees up most patients from regular treatments. Today is a national holiday in Saudi Arabia, celebrating yesterday's World Cup shocker in Doha. Saudi Arabia upset Lionel Messi and Argentina, one of the best teams in the world. And they figured out what to do with all of that beer banned at the games.
The winners of this year's World Cup will get not only the coveted trophy, but also $42 million in prize money. And on top of that, Budweiser has pledged to send all the beer that it couldn't sell in Qatar to the winning country, too. Budweiser tweeting a pic of a warehouse filled with beer. It said, new day, new tweet. Who will get them? The company had paid a reported $75 million to be the tournament's official beer sponsor, but then Qatar cut off alcohol sales at the 8 stadiums where matches are being held. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday, November 23rd. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.